Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. In an Indian Premier League tournament that has already seen some blistering centuries and some stunning finishes, David Miller scripted one of the most remarkable of each to see Kings XI Punjab to a 6-wicket victory over Royal Challengers Bangalore in Mohali. Set 191 to win after half-centuries from Cheteshwar Pujara and Chris Gayle, Kings XI at one point needed 94 in 40 balls, but thanks to Miller hammering 101 not out in 38 deliveries, got home with 2 overs to spare. 99 runs came from the last 5 overs of the game, and Bangalore were left to rue the fact that their captain Virat Kohli had dropped Miller when he was on just 41. His 100 was the 3rd quickest in IPL history, behind Gayle and Yusuf Pathan, and it came from 38 deliveries, the final one of which was a massive straight 6 off Gayle to win the game. Gayle had earlier hit 61 in 33, and Pujara 51 in 48 in an opening partnership worth 102. And after Kohli fell for 14, AB de Villiers made 38 and Moises Enriquez 16 to post a total of 190 for 3, but even that was not enough. Over the weekend, there were also wins for Rajasthan Royals, Mumbai Indians and Sunrisers Hyderabad, who ended Delhi Daredevils' unlikely playoff hopes with their victory. Vusi Sibanda and Sean Williams led Zimbabwe to a series-levelling victory in the second one-day international against Bangladesh at Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo. Sibanda got Zimbabwe's pursuit of Bangladesh's 252 for 9 off to a brisk start, with 49 off 51 balls, while Sean Williams ensured there would be no late wobbles, ending on 78 off 75 and adding an unbroken 86 with Malcolm Waller for the 5th wicket. Bangladesh had earlier found the going difficult, before Abdul Razak was their unlikely batting star, as he blazed his way to a maiden limited overs 50 off just 21 balls. The decisive 3rd one-day international takes place tomorrow. New Zealand have made a successful start to their tour of England by beating Derbyshire by 107 runs. On the final day, they dismissed Derbyshire for 227, having set a target of 335 to win, as Neil Wagner took 5 for 45, Doug Bracewell 3 for 56 and Bruce Martin 2 for 35, to give the selection panel a few things to think about ahead of the 2-test series against England. Next up for the Black Caps, however, is the England Lions. They start at Grace Road on Wednesday.